Objection number two. What about the penitent thief? Let's look at the passage in question and examine the pertinent verses. Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we, indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So obviously, verse 43 is the verse people are saying contradicts all this weight of doctrine I have already brought to bear from the Old and New Testament. Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The answer to this one is very simple. That verse is not properly punctuated. The original Greek New Testament does not have any punctuation. Punctuation had not been invented yet. Punctuation was supplied by later translators and copyists, and these people were and are subject to the same pervasive influences of tradition and prejudice, which can cause us to err in doctrine. The traditional way of punctuating this verse is the way people want this verse to continue to be punctuated, and that is the way they do it. But the following punctuation is just as plausible in the context of this text, and moreover, in the larger context of the Bible as a whole. The following punctuation is preferable, in my opinion, required, because the following punctuation is consistent with passages which deal specifically with the death of Christ, and with death in general. Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today I give you this promise, that you will be with me in paradise, in the resurrection. If I reconstruct the sentence to conform with a pattern of speech that would seem little more natural in English, it would read, Today I say to you, truly, you will be with me in paradise. Remember, according to Peter in Acts 2, Christ did not go to paradise when he died. As it was said after his resurrection, his soul was not left in hell. Jesus Christ died and was buried. He was in the earth for 3 days, not in paradise for even a moment. When he spoke to Mary on the day of the resurrection, he made this remark. John 20, verse 17, Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, and to my God and your God. If the term me, as in you will be with me in paradise, refers not to the body of Christ, but to the person of Christ, then you have to be consistent and say the term I, as in I am not yet ascended to my Father, also refers to the person of Christ, and that creates a contradiction. And it does not end there. It also applied to all the passages which speak of the dead as having a perspective which extends in hope from the grave. It also contradicts all the passages that say, I will raise him up on the last day. If we begin to try to separate the person of Christ from his body and say, well, his body had not yet ascended, but he did, we make it hard to stay consistent. I like to keep things as consistent as I can, simple as the subject allows. What makes my writing complicated is unraveling all the traditions and corruptions which have come to color and cloud our understanding of death and the resurrection of the dead. It is not merely a question of Christ's body being in the tomb. It was not merely the body of Christ entombed, but the whole person of Christ which was entombed. The passages I rely on for understanding the doctrine of death and resurrection are passages which are contextually dealing with those very subjects. This is a narrative passage, and while this passage is part of the narration of Christ's death, it is not really a passage that ought to be construed as trying to teach us something new about death or to change established doctrine about death. In Christ's ministry, he talked about the resurrection and made it very clear that the dead would be raised from their graves on the last day. We need to examine if the passage we are using is strong enough to warrant a strong objection in the first place when we start objecting to the teachings of Jesus Christ by interjecting, "What about the penitent malefactor?" Considering that a mere punctuation change can eliminate all the trouble this verse might cause, we must consider this an extremely weak objection.